Sunday Spirit on RTE Radio 1 Extra. Well, we broadcast every Sunday morning around the world on the internet, and it brought to mind a phrase which I heard recently called a digital prophet. A man who's going to tell me a little bit more about that is Patrick Muldoon, who joins us in the studio now this morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me.
And you are with the Jesuit community here in Ireland, working on the whole area of digital evangelization. I only got to say that once, I think, this morning, because it's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is indeed.
What is it about?
Digital evangelization, really, Michael, is about bringing the message of the gospel to the frontiers of the internet. And Pope Francis really encourages us to announce the joy of the gospel, to that the gospel really is relevant for all people. And we're trying to, through the platform of the internet, invite people into a personal encounter with Jesus, and to really understand the joy that relationship in faith has, I suppose, that personal relationship with faith. And the internet is an ideal platform for meeting people, I suppose, where they are, in the midst of their human lives, really, and proposing that, I suppose, encounter of love that God has for them.
Well, now, when you think of internet, you think of search engine, and you think of people searching on the internet. Interestingly, the people should search for answers and faith on the internet.
Indeed, I think the cultural context is quite relevant, to be honest, because people are searching for information on the internet. They're searching for belonging, they're searching for meaning. And we can propose, as Christians, the message of God on the internet as an invitation to encounter him, I suppose, to encounter the person of God, and to invite them into the presence of God. Simply, the message is a message of simplicity and a message of love.
Well, if there's one thing we know about the internet, Patrick, and that is that it isn't necessarily full of truth. In fact, there's an awful lot of really bad misinformation out there. What's your insight on that?
There is indeed. The internet is, the dangers of the internet and the dangers indeed of the social communications have been highlighted, in fact, by Pope Francis in his message for World Communications Day this year, where he highlights, I suppose, the danger of, I suppose, overuse of social communications and how that affects family life and so on, so that people are so connected online and to their smartphones and to digital media that they have no time for communication with each other. So that is for sure a clear danger. But that's at the same time, we can't be prohibited from, I suppose, proposing the message of God and proposing the message of love. We are, you know, that we belong to him and that he wants to fill us with love and with joy. And I think that's the message we want to propose. It's the message of joy to counteract, you know, the message coming from the culture.
Well, I hear in your answer evangelization,
sure.
And that is something that you do. You're very much involved on it. I'm curious as to what the difference is, approach that you would take from the old vision we have of somebody going out on the street and declaring a message that people would hear versus sitting down with some HTML code, Twitter, Facebook and a website and trying to get the same message across. Well, what is that challenge?
Sure. I think the challenge on the internet is more deliberate. So As I will go out on the streets indeed and participate practically in street evangelization, it's about sharing my personal personal testimony, if you like, and the joy that I've experienced from meeting the Lord and meeting Jesus personally in my brothers and sisters and in the sacraments and in the church. But when I go online, obviously I have a shorter brief in terms of announcing that message. So it's really focused on announcing the joy again, but also it's a sense of focusing on the message and making it crisp, making it deliverable, making it clear, and also making it as an invitation. You know, that I'm not imposing something on anybody, but I'm making them, you know, inquire. So, for example, I might write about a personal experience. For example, I participate in running, for example. So recently I've shared a blog post about running. So how running might help me connect with God. So something that is relevant to the society at large and can, I suppose, provoke some thought or some reflection.
The internet has so many good things going for it, but it's also unleashed a part of the human spirit which is not very pretty. In fact, it's very ugly, which is the concept of the troll. This is the person, the anonymous poster, the person who decides that it's easy for them from behind their keyboard to pour vitriol and scorn on other people. I'm guessing faith and religion is a target for them.
It is. We are aware, certainly, of the dangers of trawling and of all of the negative consequences of the digital platform now. I came across this, I suppose, certainly myself, in the context of internet evangelization, specific internet evangelization. I participated in a school of mission in Rome with other young people from around the world, and we took part in internet evangelization, whereby we went onto the social media platforms such as Facebook and actually sought out people who were suffering or people who were posting, say, really negative posts that, you know, even talking about self-harm or, you know, more serious issues like that, like bordering on suicide and so on. And it was very striking for me to go to that deep level of I suppose, awareness of the negativity of those deliberate antagonistic postings on the internet and how they can affect people. And in our context, in our culture here in Ireland, we've realised over the last few years the dangers of cyberbullying and how the consequences of it have really affected people at a human level. Mm. And when you go to that level of suffering, you realise that, you know, there is evil in the world to that extent that people will personally antagonize and try to deliberately target religion and faith as well.
Do you see their antagonizing then as a search for some kind of comfort rather than a continuation of their anger?
I think that for us as Christians and for us as communicators in the social media and as people trying to be relevant and to bring the church online, we have to show the love of God for all people. And that is those people as well who are searching in this negative way and participating in, I suppose, this, you know, antagonistic behaviour, which is really coming from a sense of you know, being, I suppose, affected by the evil spirits and the evil influence that, you know, is there and is part of the story of the evolution of the world and so on. But that there is a need for us to propose the positive, to propose, as Pope Francis says, you know, the message of joy, the message of encountering an all, you know, loving God. So that's what evangelization is, just as we will be on the streets, really trying to propose that love of God and really, I suppose, if you like, seeing how people are moved by the personal testimony of the love of God. We can do that online and we can change behaviours, we can change attitudes and we can, you know, influence those who are, you know, caught up in this world of evil and so on.
So from the Jesuit Communications Office perspective, it's better to be on the inside looking out than the outside looking in when it comes to social media.
Certainly, I think it's wonderful, my role here with Jesuit Communications, because I really have the joy of working at Communications Gospel, and no better way than we have done that other than the Sacred Space website, which has been going now, Michael, for 16 years, like since 1999 at the advent of the internet. This prayer site was put online by the Jesuits as an experiment for Lent, just for a prayer. A simple prayer that reaches out to people in their own lives, in how they can encounter the presence of God in their own lives, in everything. And every day, you know, there's new scripture and new reflections to allow people to reflect on how the word is relevant for them in their lives and how they can take time out just to encounter his presence. So I work on that prayer website and it's wonderful to be able to really encounter the feedback from all over the world and to respond to people, you know, in their search for God.
How many languages go on this?
It's actually just in 21 languages now. We've just launched in Danish. So in those particular areas, like recently in Scandinavia, for example, you know, we've launched sites in Finnish and in Danish. And it shows to me the relevance of, you know, Christian faith, because those languages were done in collaboration with, you know, with the other churches, for example, the Lutheran churches. And we see here a combined effort of people to participate in this evangelization, this bringing of the word that is relevant for people in societies.
Patrick Muldoon from the Jesuit Communications Office, thank you for joining us on Sunday Spirit.